1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center Time, 751. Third Thursday, he tried to say each month. State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich joins us. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. Hello, Senator. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. Yes, I can hear you now. Okay.
Great.
All right.
Like the commercial.
Yeah, like the commercial. Exactly. All right. Got a couple things to talk about here. First of all, licensing fees. We're trying to cut down on those costs. What's going on?
Yeah. So about 25% of our workforce has to be licensed. Everyone from contractors to electricians to teachers to nurses and so on. And in Connecticut, those licenses are have to come with an annual fee that those workers have to pay every single year just for the right to work in our state. I think that's unfair in the first place, but in many cases, those fees in Connecticut are much higher than in other states. So this is the third year that I've proposed legislation to cut those fees to a maximum of $100 per year so we can retain skilled workers in our state and we can bring in new ones and help our economy grow and reduce costs of living. The good news is that in the past couple of years, I've kept advancing the bill further and further. Last year, I passed it through the Senate unanimously in bipartisan fashion. But we weren't able to pass it into law yet. The good news this year as well is that the governor has included the proposal in his budget proposal, which means that I think we have our best shot yet at passing this in bipartisan fashion, hopefully as something that will help improve our economy in the state, provide families with relief and reduce cost of living for everybody.
Do you believe that the revenue lost from the lowering of these licensing fees will be overcome by having more workers coming into the state?
Yes, I think in terms of the bang for the buck, that this type of proposal is as good as you can get. And the budget, there is some ways to find savings and keep the budget in balance. So the budget, this is tens of millions of dollars of revenue in a budget that is $27 billion per year. So we can absolutely balance the budget with this relief.
All right. Senator Fazio, member of the Energy Committee, lots of talk about that. What's happening there to try to ease the pain at the meter, so to speak?
Yeah, I think we need some relief. We need it bad. There was a study that came out yesterday that found that Connecticut actually now has the second highest electricity bills in the country. So some reform is long overdue. I've now re-released and updated my six-point energy plan for the fourth time, and we're likely to have that proposal actually get a public hearing on the Energy Committee in the next couple weeks, and I'll provide information about how people can listen in or provide testimony themselves. But the first part of that plan is to cut our public benefits fees. That's a tax in our electric bill that funds 40 different government programs, which don't necessarily deliver energy to your home to keep the lights on or the heat or the AC going. We need reform badly in this state, and that's the debate we continue to have in the legislature. Unfortunately, there are many legislators who still think that we should be financing 40 different government programs through our electric bill, that we should have very high public benefits fees in the state. But there's also more things that we should be doing. We should be capping the cost of state-directed energy programs. We should be treating all forms of clean energy equally rather than picking winners and losers. We need to expand our natural gas supply, which actually there might be an opportunity to do, a generational opportunity to do, with New York indicating that they're willing to do the same thing. So there's a lot we need to do, and we need to do it now, this session, because people are hurting, seniors, families, everybody.
Now, I believe that Eversource Energy say they may have to raise rates because of, I think it's the public benefits. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it was United Illuminating that announced that they're one of the two utilities, the one that services our area is Eversource, but that's a great point because, even when the legislature is doing nothing, there are some legislators who actually say doing nothing things will get better. I don't think that's the case, and I think that this is good evidence that there continues to be, you know, such an extreme amount of bureaucracy that is funded through our electric bills that unless we actively reform it, we're going to see things get worse. People are not going to get relief. So the legislature needs to act. Again, the reason for the increase is public benefits fees, which is a cost imposed by the state government. It's not a cost to necessarily deliver electricity to your home. So the state government then needs to act to reduce these costs. It's simple as that.
All right. And then finally, another one you've talked about a lot, zoning. What's going on there?
Well, you know, just again, for the viewers, the listeners' benefit, the legislative session starts in January and it goes till June. So we're in the part of the session where we're starting to do public hearings and debate different proposals, which are kind of still in their infancy. Most recently on the Planning and Development Committee, I was part of a 13 or 14 hour debate until midnight over the work, live, ride proposal, which would basically compel municipalities into adopting as-of-right zoning up to 10 units per lot in neighborhoods around train and bus stations, or else make them ineligible for potentially hundreds of millions in state funding. So it's sort of a bribe to say to your zoning, whether it's in Riverside or Old Greenwich or anywhere else, Costco with the train or a bus station, you got to allow up to 10 units of development on every lot, or else we're going to make the town of Greenwich ineligible for hundreds of millions of dollars of bonding and other vital funding. And I don't think that's fair to us. I think that we can make these determinations as a town ourselves. So I was able to kill the bill in the last minute of the legislative session last year. But it's going to be a lot of work to do that again. I was very appreciative that we had people like Sam Romeo and Fred Camillo and actually dozens of Connecticut residents speak out on this public hearing in opposition of this proposal. They really stepped up. Greenwich residents stepped up, I think, more than any town in the state in opposition of this proposal, and we got to continue to speak out in order to defend the right of our town to make its own decisions. I think our town can provide affordable housing and a better housing policy for its residents than the state of Connecticut can by imposing one-size-fits-all solutions.
All right, Senator Fazio, as always, thanks very much for your time. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you, Tony. You too.
That's State Senator Ryan Fazio.